107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has appointed separate judicial panels to consider a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional district boundaries ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. The two orders were issued earlier this week, allowing the lawsuits to proceed in Dane County Circuit Court, with judges on the panels from Dane, Milwaukee, Marathon, Portage, and Outagamie counties. The groups filing the lawsuits argued the congressional maps don't accurately represent the state, with narrow statewide election margins but a 6-2 Republican split in congressional seats. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has previously declined to hear other challenges to the state's congressional maps, but decided that it had no choice but to establish the panels under a process created by Republican lawmakers 14 years ago. Conservative Justices Ann Ziegler and Rebecca Bradley dissented, while fellow conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn concurred with the establishment of the panels but objected to how the judges were chosen. It's also unclear if the lawsuits will advance quickly enough to redraw the congressional maps for 2026. Republican state lawmakers have once again introduced legislation seeking to establish a statewide wolf population goal. Managing the wolf population has been a controversial topic since a 2022 federal court ruling putting the wolves under the protection of the Endangered Species Act. If the proposed legislation was signed into law, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would need to establish a specific statewide wolf population goal in its management plan. State law would also require a hunting and trapping season for the wolves. Those in favor of the bill argue the wolf population has bounced back over recent years, with the DNR estimating a current total population of over 1,200. Northern Wisconsin residents in particular have also faced issues with wolves preying on their livestock. The State Natural Resources Board did approve a wolf management plan in 2023, but that plan features a more adaptive management goal rather than a specific population target. That plan would see the DNR managing a wolf population of between 8 to 1,200. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th-and-3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got two downs here. We got to get one of the two. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up, and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, some snow with a couple of inches, maybe a little more possible by the time it winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.